I know you say you wouldn't change your offense if Trent isn't out there, but what are some things that he can do that other tackles just can't do that maybe you have to take a couple plays out of there?
Well, I think there's nothing that he can't do. You know, he can pull, he can run, he can get out on screens, he can protect, he can run block. But when you're talking about protection and you're talking about taking deeper drops and waiting for plays to develop down the field, you know, you may limit some of those and work on maybe quicker game, quicker passing game, and more play actions and stuff, get some help for the tackle here and there, where Trent doesn't want any help. If I give him help, he gets upset. But I feel good about TJ where he's at. I don't think we'll have to change a whole lot, but we just have to be aware that, you know, sometimes the open side left tackle, you know, we're so used to having Trent in there that when he's not in there, you just have to be aware of that. That's all.
And then with Jameson, I know you brought him up yesterday with the injury. When you go back and look, do you think that injuries have played a factor? If so, how?
Jameson what?
Crowder.
What about him?
He hasn't been as productive, you know, as maybe you guys expected. When you look back, is it just situational? Is it partly injuries? And if so, where would that be? How do you see it playing out?
I think we anticipate him being more productive without a doubt. You know, the Kansas City game was a little odd that he didn't get many catches, or just the one catch and he threw it backwards to Kirk, you know, so that was a little different. But we only had 14 completions in the game, so I think the more you throw, the more opportunities you're gonna get. But you know, when you want to be balanced and you want to be, if you have 55 plays in a game and you're running 28 times, 27 passes, if 20 of those are complete, it's going to be spread around and nobody's going to be as productive as you think. Jordan only had 3 catches, I think, against Kansas City. Josh only had 1 or 2, so just the way it is.
Is he being played differently at all? I know the Chiefs have been playing him up on the line, a lot more in the slot. I mean, the team's very different because of what he's been doing underneath last year.
The Chiefs were a little bit different. You know, the Chiefs, you know, they had a lot of help underneath. They play a lot of man coverage with outside leverage. They had 3-man rushes with guys dropping in the middle, and it was hard to get the ball to Chris and Jameson, quite frankly. So really the outside receivers played a major role in that game plan.
Jay, after the first quarter of the season, going into the second quarter, have you had a chance to look at the dynamic of this team compared to some of your previous teams just after the first 4 games? Because it seems like it's a different atmosphere out here.
Yeah, it seems that way. You know, I think people are confident. You know, I think around here, you know, regardless of the year, I think everybody should be confident that things are going to happen good. You know, that hasn't changed. But I think everybody can see the talent on the tape a little bit more clearly. Offensively, defensively, special team-wise, I think we're better at all 3 phases. People can argue you lose Deshaun and Pierre, you're not as good at receiver, but, you know, the Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis and Niles Paul and Crowder and Grant and Doxson and all those guys, I think we're pretty good. Running games better, which helps out the balance. And then defensively, I think our defensive line, our linebacker play, and our safety play is much better. So I think overall we have better talent, which makes us more confident, but we still have a lot to prove and a lot to show. A lot more we can get better at.
Were you and Kyle Shanahan both on the staff at Tampa Bay at the same time? And if so, do you have any first memory of him or any notable memory of him?
He's very smart, without a doubt. You know, I was just flying a wall at that time, really. I was trying to learn. I was coaching the Arena League and playing in the Arena League, I think, and I was just coming up there during the season. I was just trying to learn the outdoor game. I only knew 8-on-8. So I was trying to learn from those guys, and he was quality control guy. He was in his office typing and doing all the grunt work, but we got along good. I just knew that he was a very bright guy, good guy.
To that point, Kyle has talked about coming back here and what it means to him. Does that match up at all with him coming back and being, you know, part of the coaching staff you replaced? Add up for you at all?
Not for me, no, but for him, I'm sure it does. I'm sure he wants us to win very badly, as anybody would if they got let go from a job and you go back and play that team. So I'm sure he's very motivated, as is Pierre, as is Aldrich, as is Logan, and any ex-Redskin coming back, like Vernon Davis is, like Tom Sula is, like Minuski, like even Matt Cavanaugh was a quarterback for the 49ers back in the day for 2 games. Got benched for the terrible Joe Montana, if you can believe that. I'm sure he's ticked off. So there's a lot of reason to be motivated. He has probably a little bit more reason, so to speak, but as do we. We are all very hungry for this one, and I'm sure they are too.
When you look at the 49ers defensive line, they got a lot of young talent. What have you seen from them through five games so far?
Yeah, they've been impressive, man. They are young and long and physical, really. They do a good job. They hit Carson Palmer, I don't know how many times, about 25, I think. And they got after Brissett pretty good and Goff pretty good. But, you know, they have talent, you know. Talking about Buckner and Armstead and Solomon Thomas, and they bring Dumerville off the bench for third down rusher, and Lynch is a good rusher. So they're very talented, without a doubt. Linebacker play has been solid, and obviously they have safeties out the kazoo, you know, with Jimmy Ward and Reed and the other one. I forgot his name, but he's good too. Tart.